I told you not to mess with that man, Penn, scolded Lucille Lulu Simmons, the jazz singer and main act of the evening here at the Peacock Club. You couldn't possibly help me out of this mess, could you? Penelope asked as she shrugged into her winter coat and put her gloves back on. It wouldn't be the first time Lulu had helped her out. They had first met when she caught Penelope continuously outwitting a man playing three-card Monty.
I think she went behind the stage.
The sound of her marked voice forced Penn's eyebrows together in pleading consternation. Go on, out the back way. Lucille smiled and jerked her head toward the end of the hallway. My boys will take care of you. Thanks, Lulu. You're the berries. Penn rushed along past the dressing rooms and back offices. Behind her, a perfect babble filled the air as Lucille's boys in the jazz band, also on a break, did their best to block the way of a man she had just relieved of a full 100 clams.
Get out of my way. Oh, I'm sorry, mister. Move that damn horn. My humblest apologies, sir. Hey now, what's the idea? I think you're deliberately trying to...
Penelope couldn't help a soft laugh as she exited through the back door into the frigid mid-January night. She secured her cloche hat over her brunette bob to fight the instant chill that hit her. The alley behind the Harlem Club was no place for a young woman on her own, but she couldn't exactly afford to play the good girl right now.
Well now, you look like a bona fide damsel in distress.
As if she wasn't in enough danger. Tommy Callahan, green-eyed devil and all-around trouble, was standing at the curb, smoking the last of a cigarette. His jade irises twinkled with mischievous curiosity as he blew smoke her way.
Damsel in distress, indeed. You wouldn't happen to have a noble steed handy, would you? Preferably a fast one.
He grinned and flicked his cigarette away.
It just so happens I do, and my work here is done. Let's blouse.
She followed him toward a sleek white car.
Zounds, is this yours? Penelope asked in surprise.
It is for tonight, doll,
he said, opening the door for her. Penelope once again decided not to ask any further questions. After letting her in, Tommy got in on his side and started the car up. They took off with a jolt, and he entered traffic without bothering to look both ways. A chorus of honking horns serenaded them as he sped away.
Where to, Penn?
35th, off of Lexington.
He gave her an irritated glance, and she shrugged apologetically. Yes, it was a bit of a drive from 137th Street, and for good reason.
So, what trouble did you get into tonight?
Oh, the usual,
Penelope replied, leaving it perfectly ambiguous. No need to give Tommy too much information about her business. But he wasn't dumb, and by now he was well acquainted with her reputation with cards. He laughed.
How much did you take him for?
Wouldn't you like to know?
This earned her an even heartier laugh, but no further inquiries, thank goodness. Now that she was safely out of harm's way, and Tommy wasn't pressing the issue, she felt herself relaxing to enjoy the ride as he turned east on North Central Park.